Most of the Midwest will see a mix of rain and sunshine, along with seasonable temperatures for the next 10 days to 2 weeks, favoring crop development. The situation is not anything different from yesterday, really. The model data, though, is a little bit wetter today than yesterday in a couple of situations. The overall forecast, though, remains mostly the same. We do expect a first round of significant rain and thunderstorms to occur coming out of parts of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota here this morning and working its way eastward across the southern Great Lakes region into Ohio. Some of the thunderstorms that are going to occur are going to be locally intense. We could see some 1 to 2 inch plus amounts of rainfall across a part of this corridor. Areas to the south will see lighter amounts of rainfall, and the same will be true to the north of this region. We'll look for the frontal boundary that's responsible for the precipitation to go ahead and become somewhat stationary across the region. That opens the door for another opportunity for rain to occur as we move out into the following day or two. With the next wave of precipitation expected to move across a big part of the Midwest as we move out into the period from Friday into the weekend. We'll likely see that next storm system focusing on eastern Nebraska and portions of western Iowa on Friday afternoon into Saturday morning, and it will then expand to the east and northeast from there over the course of the weekend and generate some additional showers and thunderstorms. Rain totals with the event will likely run a quarter to three-quarters of an inch with some local 1 to 2 inch amounts in eastern Nebraska, and maybe a handful of other locations might get over 1 inch. The frontal boundary will become somewhat stationary over the southern parts of the Midwest as we move on into the late weekend and early part of next week. That will likely allow for another wave of rain to move across the region from Kansas and Missouri into parts of the Ohio River Valley as we move out of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Rainfall in this event will likely run a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch as well, with some local totals getting over an inch. A disturbance coming out of West Texas will help to enhance some of the southeastern parts of hard red winter wheat country rainfall here on Saturday. This is part of that same event that eventually moves through the lower Midwest Sunday and Monday. So portions of Kansas and Oklahoma may see some greater rainfall, and certainly greater than what was previously expected because of this new disturbance. Temperatures yesterday afternoon reached 111 degrees in portions of Kansas and Colorado, with many other areas surrounding those locations seeing temperatures over 100 as well. This is not an omen for the summer coming up. We will see temperatures that are going to be hot in the southern plains, along with temperatures that will be a little bit milder across the northern plains and upper Midwest. And this only sets the stage for frequent disturbances moving across these northern plains and parts of the Midwest, generating frequent shower and thunderstorm activity. So even though the southern half of the plains may be quite warm to hot at times, it's actually going to help to feed in some kind of precipitation potential for many areas across the Midwest, maintaining an excellent outlook for summer crop development later this season. We do expect more delays, though, in planting across portions of soybean country, and that is not going to change, unfortunately, before the planting dates for insurance coverage have expired. We do expect temperatures over these next few days to run mostly in the upper 70s into the 80s across a big part of the Midwest. Lower and middle 80s will be common in the southern half of the region. We'll look for the highs in the north, mostly 70s. Lows at night will likely fall back into the 50s and 60s in the northwestern areas and 60s and lower 70s in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.